And you organised today yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Myself and people before Profit, you know, other people as well. But we took this whole initiative, and I think it was important because there's been a lot of protests across different parts of Belfast. But today was particularly important because we were marching to the US consulate. And the message, you know, today loud and clear was that the American government, the Obama administration, is complicit in these war crimes which are happening in Gaza, which are happening in the West Bank. And, you know, that was of particular importance in terms of targeting the consulate, but also because the sheer size of the march today. You know, there was thousands of people on this march from all across the city, from sort of Catholic backgrounds, Protestant backgrounds, Muslim, Jewish, atheist, and, you know, I'm sure other ones as well. And that's a tremendous thing. That's what our movement for Palestine is about, because, you know, we get attempts to try and portray Freedom for Palestine as being an anti-Semitic campaign or being this or being that, but quite clearly today this is a campaign which is about freedom, about justice, and about democracy.
And you're only one councillor elected.
See you there.
And you managed to organise today. Are there politicians doing enough?
Well, I think they could be doing a lot more, to be frank with you, you know.
What else could they be doing?
I think, first of all, I would make the point that, you know, the point was made today and is made in the movement that, you know, boycotting Israel is crucial, and that means individuals not buying Israeli goods, but also means not shaking hands with the Israeli ambassador. So for people who say they're on the side of Palestine, great, but, you know, you can't be have one foot in each camp, saying you're for Palestine and shaking hands with the Israeli ambassador. So I'd make that point. And also what you have is you have politicians setting up Friends of Israel groups within, say, Stormont, and that's an absolute disgrace. People who would call themselves Christians, call themselves people of God, I would presume, and yet they're supporting an absolutely brutal, racist...
Well, that's a DUP, isn't it?
Well, yeah. A racist state which has no disregard or no regard for the lives of Palestinians and how many butchers. So,
do you expect more from the DUP?
Well, I think there's a hypocrisy there. You know, I don't know what they expect, but I'm just making the point that you know, there's a strong element of hypocrisy there, trying to portray themselves as being on the right side of history, when in actual fact they're, like, many questions, but particularly on this point, they're on the completely wrong side of history. There's thousands of people marching in Belfast today, in Derry, in Dublin, other parts of Ireland, across England and across Europe. And you've got, you know, a small group of people trying to say that they're standing with Israel. I just think they're completely out of touch with the vast majority of people.
And I got a notification there on my phone from the BBC breaking news just as people were wrapping up. It said the death toll in Gaza has just gone over 1,000. There's a strong message here today that the BBC are very biased. And there's going to be a march next Friday, 5 o'clock. Why is that?
Yeah, there's going to be a demonstration on Friday at 5 o'clock. It's going to be a die-in. Because, you know, we feel, and lots of people feel, that the BBC and others, but BBC in particular, is not given proper coverage to what's happened. You know, they're trying to portray this, at best, to portray this as a conflict, you know what I mean? But really what's happening is this is an Israeli state carrying out war crimes, slaughtering civilians, as you said, almost 1,000 people, and they try and portray this as some kind of conflict where there can never be a solution. But there can be a solution. There can be peace in the Middle East. The question is, the point has to be made, is that, you know, why is Israel doing what it's doing? It's doing what it's doing because it's getting funding from America and because it's trying to collectively punish the people in Gaza and the people in West Bank. And so the BBC should reflect that, should report on that, and that's what, you know, journalism should be about.
Finally, two last points. Some people would say to you, the American government's trying to lead them in peace talks at the minute and a ceasefire. Do you think that's just
it's an absolute
empty rhetoric?
Yeah, I mean, that's being kind, empty rhetoric, you know. I mean, it's only going to last 12 hours, they say, the ceasefire. And before it was, it came into effect, Israel bombed houses in Gaza. So it's kind of getting it in before the finishing line. And
people say it's always Hamas that are breaking the ceasefire.
It's not, you know, it's not. I mean, I don't know what you would do if you were, well, had your home wrecked and had your parents and your relatives killed and blown up. You know, I don't know what your response would be, but people are fighting back against that. But every single time when it comes to ceasefire being broke, it's always being broke by Israel. Hamas has came out with a thing it's not talked about in the media, is that they're talking about a 10-year truce with Israel. But Israel doesn't want peace. You know, Israel wants to, you know, bomb Gaza, attack the West Bank, shoot civilians, in order to defend its apartheid state. And that's the other point which got across today. This is not the only democratic state in the Middle East. This is a racist state which is founded on racism, saying Arab land is available for us to take because nobody lives in that land. And you know, when, before 1948, when Israeli Jewish people emigrated into Palestine, you know, they ended up taking the land, which was the Palestinians, kicking them out of their homes. The Nakba, 750,000 people expelled from their homes. You know, why is the BBC not talking about this? You know, they're just trying to give a 2-week, 3-week sort of report, snapshot at best, of what's going on, and that's simply not good enough.
And then, last question, the police presence here today, too much or justifiably cautious?
They always try and, you know, throw it back at us, you know, if there's trouble, breaks out, you know, but all the protests for Palestine and anti-war protests that have been on, they've always been peaceful. It's always been, you know, provocation and trouble coming from elsewhere. So we were clear about this protest. We wanted it to be peaceful. We wanted it to be angry and loud, but peaceful. And, you know, it was definitely the case today.